Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. The United States Monday cautioned Israel about escalation with Iranian-backed Hezbollah militants as Israel weighs its response to a rocket attack from Lebanon over the weekend that killed 12 youths in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. The attack has again increased concerns about a wider regional conflict. Cross-border fighting between Israel and Hezbollah has occurred almost daily since the war in Gaza began in October. Speaking to reporters virtually on Monday, White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby told reporters he believes fears of a wider conflict starting at this time are overblown.
We've all heard about this all-out war scenario now multiple points over the last 10 months. Those predictions were exaggerated then. Quite frankly, we think they're exaggerated now. Look, Israel has every right to respond. It's Hezbollah that started firing on Israel way back in October. And I think we need to keep that in mind. But nobody wants a broader war, and I'm confident that we'll be able to avoid such an outcome.
On Monday, Israeli strikes killed two people and injured three others in southern Lebanon. Lebanon state-run news agency said. Israeli military officials said they struck Hezbollah operatives and infrastructure. Nicolas Maduro was formally declared the winner in Venezuela's disputed presidential election Monday, a day after the country's political opposition and the entrenched incumbent both declared victory in the contest. Officials delayed release of a detailed vote tallies from Sunday's election after proclaiming Maduro the winner with 51% of the vote, compared with 44% for retired diplomat Edmundo Gonzalez. Opposition leaders insist exit polling showed Gonzalez won by a large margin. At the UN Monday, speaking through his spokesman, Stefan Dujarric, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for a peaceful resolution to the standoff. Guterres called on all Venezuelan political leaders and their supporters for moderation. For more on this and all the stories we're covering today, visit our website, VOA.